Oxa came to a halt and whirled on his employees. Do you have any idea how much I've invested in this man? His anger caught him by surprise, and he regretted having led with a question. Though it hardly mattered, they got the point. That was the reason for Coy's rueful expression. She had warned against allowing the Nautilin to organize the pickup, and now all four of them were behaving just as they expected he would want them to behave, keeping their heads down, studying their hands. Look at me! They raised their heads in unison. He's not a criminal. He's not someone who skipped bail. Why did you feel it necessary to treat him like one?
We don't know any other way,
Sinner said, speaking for all of them. Oxic stood over him, using his towering height to maximum advantage. Is that a question or an explanation? Because if it's the latter, he added while they were trading uncertain looks, then I can't have you in my employ.
It's not that we don't know how, it's just that we didn't expect the reaction we got.
Which was what? Sinner's half a dozen head tentacles twitched, and he gestured to the quartet's sole human.
Ramada's nose and my ribs.
My airspeeder, Oxic thought to point out. Sinner nodded.
The airspeeder.
He knew he was being tailed, Ramada said. And he sure reacted like someone who had jumped bail.
Did it occur to you to wait until he was somewhere less public than the spaceport? Somewhere with fewer cams to record your every action?
His reaction would have been the same, Sinner said.
Oxic looked at Coy, and she nodded in an understated way. Oxic loosed a long exhale and folded his arms across his narrow chest. Next time, my instructions will be more explicit. Their signal to leave. They rose and filed out. Coy had already moved to the bar and was preparing Oxic a drink.
Anger will only sabotage the fine work Dr. Sompa has been doing all these years, she said.
Oxic hurried to the mirror panel behind the bar to inspect his face for signs of reappearing age lines.
Not all species are blessed with your natural flawlessness, Coy.
And few have the longevity you have purchased. What does it matter how you look?
He glanced at her reflection in the mirror panel. I'm not a hut. I've a public face to uphold. I can't be expected to win cases against young lawyers if I look like a crippled old human. She handed him the drink glass, and he carried it to the couch.
Sompa is a fool. I shouldn't have agreed to his plan. If he had told Jadak the truth about the accident, or forced Jadak's memories to surface, we could have simply taken him into custody at Aurora. Instead, we've given him mystery to unravel, another mission to execute.
He looked at Quire.
Is he still on Nar Shada?
We don't know.
Oxic swung to her.
Don't tell me we've lost him.
She motioned in a calming way.
Nar Shada isn't what it used to be. He won't be able to get off-world without our knowing it.
Oxic stood up and paced away from the couch.
Do we know anything at all?
Spaceport security cams captured images of the airspeeder in which he escaped, along with images of the speeder's owner. The vehicle's vertex are forged, but we were able to match the owner's face. His name is Fletcher Post, a canyon orphan. He has a record of committing minor offenses and has spent time in various detention centers on Nar Shada.
Quire dug a data device from her purse.
Won't you see him?
Why would I?
Because I have a suspicion that Post and Jadak are now partners.
Oxic took a moment to respond.
Is there some prior connection?
Nothing has emerged, but I thought there might be, so I ordered Sinner to find Post on the off chance he could lead us to Jadak. Post wasn't hard to find, or to follow, for a time at any rate.
You lost him too?
Post spent a day or so visiting different starship garages, asking questions about mechanics who would have been in business 60 years ago.
Oxic absorbed it.
When Jadak had his accident.
I think he's looking for his old ship, the Stellar Envoy.